This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on July 21st on WGN Radio. We started right at 10, and if you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It is Monday night. Time is right for trivia, and we have 3 big hours of it. No straggler questions, starting off with a new one. Statistically, in the U.S., this happens more often than in any other nation. What happens more often in America than any other nation? That's my question. We have 11 bumper stumpers, and they have a theme, but I wouldn't worry much about that, actually, but they're all by HitX. Now, of course, we're not playing their hit records, but they are definitely hit acts, both soloists and groups. All right. If you don't like my bumpers, well, you haven't even heard one yet, and you have no idea about my question, you can have your own category. And we have a number of things, and it's become popular. That's right, 5x5, our fast trivia that Laura from Des Plaines came up with. Great deal. But we both chatted last week. You got to get 4 out of 5. All right, no more of this 3 out of 5 bit. Too many people are winning. Not that the prizes are worth anything. They're absolutely worthless, and it takes forever for you to get them. But 4 out of 5 on that. And if you ace that, continually, all the questions are fairly easy, and you know the deal. They're commonly known things, but you have 5 seconds per thing to answer it, and we ask you 5 of them. So in this case, it's going to have to be 4 out of 5. All right, so there you have that. Now, anything else? You betcha. You know everybody. Charts, for one thing. This week in time, any year you want, or any week you want, actually. If you can get 70% of the top 10, you win on that. Lyrics is a lot of fun. But whatever it is at which you excel, well, ask for a question about that. 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. And we kick it off with Barry in New Hampshire. Barry can be counted on to know everything about the Beatles. So welcome back to WGN Radio, Barry.
Hey, Raleigh.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing this week?
I can't complain. We're going to get a Beatles question for you, and it's an easy one, actually. You'll know it right away, I do believe. All right. Now let me find it. All right. Yes. Yes, everybody knows the Beatles were nicknamed the Fab Four. That actually came from the liner notes on which record? It was an album.
With the Beatles?
Yes, absolutely. The second studio album in Great Britain with the Beatles. You are absolutely right. As usual, I wouldn't expect anything else. All right, hang on a minute. Don't go away. All right, so Barry aces the Beatles. It's just that easy. All right, now Billy Bob in Bourbonnais. Let's see what's up with Billy Bob. All right, Billy Bob, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, 47-time caller.
How about that? Now, how long are we going to do this? How many do we have to do before you stop counting?
Well, if you want me to quit, I will.
Oh, no, you mean it's completely...
I'm just obsessive compulsive, you know.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'd like to take a guess at your trivia, what the U.S.
Yes.
More than any other. I'll say order pizzas.
Oh, I love that. It's not right.
No, okay.
Okay.
And then I got two requests before my quiz.
Oh, you do?
Want.
All right. Let me find a clean piece of paper here that hopefully...
Oh, I told you for a loop.
No, not really. But actually, I should probably write it on the computer because I tend to lose these pieces of paper. But we're gonna see. What are they?
I want Build Me Up, Buttercup Baby by the Foundations.
Okay. All right. You hate me,
don't
you?
Oh, you don't sound too enthused.
No, of course not. But that's all right.
How about I Can't Sit Down by the Meltones or the Deltones or something?
No, I Can't Sit Down. The vocal version was the Dovells. But that originally was an instrumental by Phil Upchurch.
Oh, do me the instrumental then. Okay. I never heard that one before.
Yeah, You Can't Sit Down. Yeah, Phil Upchurch was the deal on that. Okay, Sit Down. All right. Writing that down. And Build Me Up, Buttercup for Billy Bob and Bourbonnais. All right. You'll hear them. If I don't lose the paper. All right, so we're going to do 5 out of 5.
Oh, boy.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Who sang Material Girl?
Madonna.
Who is the co-host on Wheel of Fortune?
Vanna White.
Yep. All right, so let's see what else we got for you. Very good, by the way. Excellent. What day is Star Wars Day? Star Wars Day. What day?
Yeah. 3/14 when for Pi Day when they give you free pizza.
Actually, it's May 4th. May the 4th be with you. All right.
Oh, no, I've never heard that one before, believe it or not.
Now you have. So two more. You got to get them both right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Who wrote The Cat in the Hat?
Dr. Seuss.
What is deer meat called?
Venison.
All right. Well, good enough. 4 out of 5. You got it. Hang on.
Have a good evening.
All right. Hang on. All right. So that's exactly how you do it. I don't think Laura sent me any questions this week. I don't know. But right. And I'm all wait a minute. Let me see that I don't want to completely remove Billy Bob. Let me put him on hold so he's still with us. Ooh, we're going to do charts with David from Muskegon. But right now we got... We got John from Covington. All right, John, how are you?
Good, thank you.
All right, Columbo trivia.
Something different, yeah.
All right, so you were a big fan, were you?
Pretty much so. It was the best. It was the best well-written one, I think, out of that time period.
Okay. All right. So we want to do the one that was the television show, I assume, right?
Or not? It's okay.
Okay.
You don't have to do the
Well, no, I mean, we can do anything you want. Okay,
I'll let you decide.
All right, it's a famous line. When Faye Dunaway asked what his first name was, what did Columbo answer?
Well, Lord.
Think about it. It's so true to his character. What would he say? And it's not a name, okay? I'll tell you that. That's not what he said. So that's your only hint.
Okay. I believe he might say something like, there's just one more thing, something like
that. No, it's one word. Faye Dunaway asked him what his first name was, and he answered. What did he say?
And it's not a name.
No.
Okay, he said, why?
No, he said, Lieutenant.
Oh, boy, that's so obvious.
Yep.
Okay, let me just tell you this. If you're a fan of Columbo, have you ever seen the Dean Martin Celebrity Roast? with he's roasting Frank Sinatra, and Columbo, Peter Falk, shows up at the roast in character as Columbo roasting Frank Sinatra.
Oh, that's great.
You will wet your pants. It's so funny.
All right. I bet you it's on YouTube, yes?
Yes, it is.
All right. I'll go look for it. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later. All right. So, yeah, Lieutenant. I mean, come on. You can just hear it, can't you? All right. 888-876-5593. We'll get to David in Muskegon. We're going to do charts from 1967. And, yeah, in the other studio, the monitor's not big enough. I have to bend over to see what it says. Oh, and Laura from Des Plaines. Well, she's the guest of honor, don't you know? So we'll get there as well. We got a trivia guest from Bob in Willow Grove. Paul in Woodstock wants a 5 of 5, and there's room for you. 888-876-5593. Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Opportunity, Papa. Papa, opportunity, Papa. Bum, bum, bum.
So long.
So long.
To you.
To you.
I hope I don't make you blue, but I think I'm gonna kill myself. I think I'm gonna kill myself. Apart,
apart,
we've gone, and I can't go on alone. So I think I'm gonna kill myself. I think I'm gonna kill myself. Now dig my grave with a silver spade, golden chain, lay me down to down. Send my remains to my best friend, yeah, the rest to my hole in the ground. Mm-hmm. Rest to my hole in the ground.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is responsible for those tasteful lyrics? Yes, I hope I don't make you blue, but I think I'm going to kill myself. It's on roulette. Any big surprise there? All right. Yeah, no, actually, there probably is. If it was roulette, you'd figure that Morris Levy would be killing you rather than you admit you're willing to go. All right, so who is it? Hit artist, well-known artist. That's your first bumper stumper. 888-876-5593. Now, before we do anything else, our guest of honor is Laura in Des Plaines. So, Laura, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hello. I just wanted to let you know I did send you more questions, more.
You did?
Well, it was just this afternoon, and John said that you were working, so maybe you didn't
no,
see him.
But I looked right before the show. Now, what I need to do, though, is also, because they are not here, look at sometimes things wind up in spam for reasons I don't understand.
Or I could just shoot it back over again.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
Well, why aren't they here? I don't know. Well,
maybe I don't know. I'm kind of a clown when it comes to computers anyway, so I'll resend it.
Okay. Yes, please do. No,
hey.
Love it.
Could I make a guess on your new trivia?
Yes, absolutely.
The first thing that came to my mind is we get more tattoos than anybody else.
Tattoos? Oh, that's interesting. That's not it. But that's a nice answer.
How about, unfortunately, divorces?
Nope, not that either.
We walk places, or we drive places that we should walk?
Nope. You got three more if you want them.
Nah, that's okay.
All right. Thank you.
Anytime. I'll talk
appreciate
to you later.
All right. Good deal.
Bye.
So good. So Laura sent questions. Good. Excellent. And that helps. That's right, because I'm otherwise lazy. All right. What's this otherwise? I am lazy. All right. Now, David in Muskegon, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good morning. Good evening, Raleigh. Still, it's after 11 o'clock our time, and that would be, I believe, after 8 o'clock your time in Arizona.
This is true.
And you know that Monterey Pop Festival happened in 1967 in June.
Yes, how about that? All right, so you want to do charts, though, yes, for 1967?
Yes.
All right. So,
yes, for July.
Yes, July 22nd, 1967. That'd be this week, basically. You ready?
Yep.
Number one, Windy.
Association.
Number two, Can't Take My Eyes Off You.
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Number three, Light My Fire.
The Doors.
Number four, San Francisco, Wear Some Flowers in Your Hair.
Scott McKenzie.
Number five, Little Bit of Soul.
Oh, the Music Explosion.
And number five, I Was Made to Love Her.
Stevie Wonder.
Number six, Wait a minute, that was number six. I guess we're at number seven. Up, Up, and Away.
Fifth Dimension.
All right, number eight, Whiter Shade of Pale.
Poco Harum.
Yeah, afraid so. Number nine, come on, Marianne.
Oh, Four Seasons again.
And number 10, Come On Down to My Boat.
Every Mother's Son.
All right. You aced the top 10. You want to see how far you get?
Yep.
Number 11, Mercy, Mercy, Mercy.
Oh, let's see. Oh, wait a minute. Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. Now that one, I know that ain't Wilson Pickett.
No, it's not. Or anybody like him.
Oh, God, Mercy, Mercy. I know there's a version. I'm trying to think. Mercy.
Yeah. All right. We're giving up on you. It's the Buckinghams.
Oh, heaven.
All right.
But you got the
top 10, so we add to your stash. Don't go away. Hang on. All right. So we'll have John confirm that address, and eventually you'll get something. Hopefully it's this year. You know, before I was very assertive saying it would be this year. Now, with some things going on, I hope it's going to be this year, but no guarantees. All right. Fran in Austin knows the bumper. All right, Fran, who is it?
Buddy Knox.
Absolutely, Buddy Knox. I think I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were thinking, but and it charted, which is really frightening.
Yeah, nice, happy, uplifting title there.
Exactly. Well, as usual, you're a winner, and don't hesitate to call back later for lyrics or whatever else you want. Hang on, don't go away.
Oh, all right.
Yes, absolutely, because Fran usually likes lyrics, and that's a lot of fun to do. And so we'll get to Paul in Woodstock after the news, and Bob in Willow Springs. All right, he's got some guesses as well. So, yes, our question, let me find it again here. Had it moments ago. I think I've already lost the request. No, it'll be here somewhere. All right, statistically in the United States, this happens more often than in any other nation. What happens more often in the United States than any other nation? That's my question, but of course you can have your category. We've had one bumper stumper and Fran aced it. There'll be another bumper stumper coming up right after the news. Maybe you will know it. It is a well-known male vocalist. All right, so that's your clue. That's the deal. We'll check out the news and be back to it on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Same clone. I don't know where you begin or where I leave off. Why do you ask where your future lies? Girl, can't you see it in my eyes? And if there's anything you want, if there's anything you want, if there's anything you want, baby, I'll get it. Sail the sea. Moses did it for his people. Columbus did it for his queen. Those people meant no more to them than you mean to me.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? That's your second bumper stumper. Now, I found Laura's question. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Here was the deal. They were on the server. Yeah, in the junk, don't send to me. I have no idea why it is, and I even said this in my note to Laura, why it is that all the stuff I don't want ends up in my inbox, no matter what. But the stuff I do want seems to be sequestered. So we got it, though. So your 5x5 questions, you'll have fresh ones right here, thanks to Laura, who works harder at this show than I do, clearly, and I appreciate it. All right, so I have a question, as you know, and that is, statistically in the United States, this happens more often than in any other nation. What? All right, so Gary in Austin. All right, so Yeah, it knows our bumper. All right, between Gary and Fran, we're going to ace them all. So, Gary, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hey, Raleigh, I think I heard Chuck Jackson a minute ago.
Absolutely. Baby, I'll get it. 1969 on VIP.
Yeah. Yeah, I can recognize that voice.
Oh, I know. It's hard to disguise. I almost played something he did when he was with the Dell Vikings, but I thought, no one really wants to hear Willette. All right. Always good to hear from you. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay, great. Thanks.
All right, good deal. And don't hesitate to call back, because I know we usually do radio trivia. All right.
Yeah,
so, all right.
Yeah, I might.
Okay, good deal. So, yes, indeed. 888-876-5593. All right, so Bob in Willow Springs will guess on our question. What do you think, Bob?
Hi. How you doing tonight?
All right, how about yourself?
Pretty good. And you sound all rested up and full energy.
Well, thank you.
Well, I was thinking the United States makes more millionaires than any other country.
Oh, that's interesting. That would be nice. That's not it.
Not it.
No.
Oh, well.
Any other guesses?
I have others. Yeah, I have others.
Well,
that are all negative. I don't want to go there.
Well, you're welcome to take up to six, so don't feel bad.
No.
Okay.
When I think of a good one.
All right.
A positive one.
All right, well, you know, the answer may not be... Remember, the answer may not be positive. Who knows? All right. Thanks.
The answer might not be a positive thing, huh?
No, absolutely not. You know, it just is a thing.
More murders?
No, I like that. More murders more often. No, it's not murders. What else you got?
More car accidents.
More car accidents? Nope. What else?
I'll quit there. That's enough. Negative.
All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks
all right.
a lot. Bye-bye.
Yes,
have a
indeed.
Good night.
You too. Yes, absolutely. The Motor City Murder Meter clicked twice last night. All right. So now, 888-876-5593 takes us to Paul in Woodstock. How's it going, Paul?
Doing good.
So we're going to do 5x5?
Yeah, I mean, I did have one guess on your question.
Very good.
If I could.
What do you think?
I was going to say lightning strikes.
Oh, it's not that, but that's nice. Yes, Lou Christie. All right, so... Let's see how you do it 5x5. You ready?
I got to get 4, okay.
Yeah, you do. On TV, who lived at 1313 Mockingbird Lane?
The Munsters.
Absolutely. What did the itsy bitsy spider climb up?
The water spout.
Yep. What does it mean if you've been ghosted?
People aren't responding to you.
Good enough. You've been ignored, absolutely. What city is the Big Easy?
New Orleans.
All right. Well, you already got 4. We don't even need to go with 5. You're a winner. Hang on. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks.
All right. Good deal. That absolutely aced the first 4. Well, sounds good to me. And again, thanks to Laura for that. And a pox on the email service of the world. All right. Jan and Dallas, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello.
Hey, what do you think?
Ice cream is eaten.
Oh, that's interesting. It's not.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. Call back. All right.
Bye-bye.
So good deal. Yes. Ice cream. Yeah. Sounds good. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice. All right. Never mind. So statistically in the United States, this happens more often than in any other nation. All right. What? And you've had 2 bumper stumpers. So, and it's an easy theme. It's not a very interesting theme. I didn't have a lot to think about, but I decided I'd go with all hit artists. That's not the theme, but something else about them. All right, so it's Monday Night Trivia, and you know the deal. We need callers, that's right, because Tuesday through Thursday, I can prattle on for hours on end, whether I want to or not. But on Mondays, it's trivia, and since I ask the questions, it just wouldn't be good if I answered them as well. So this requires your participation. Now, I know you'll belly up to the bar for that. All right, so what else is going on? It is July 21st, of course. Rosie Hamlin of Rosie and the Originals would have been 80 today. Yeah, sadly would have been. She died in 2017, just 71 years old, died in her sleep at home in Belen, New Mexico. All right. So how about that? Robin Williams would have been 74 today, born in 1951 in Chicago. And you know all that. Very, very sad. All right. So what else do we have? Estelle Bennett of the Ronettes. Would have turned 84 tomorrow, but no longer with us. All right, so 888-876-5593. Scott is in Oak Lawn. So, Scott, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good evening, Riley. How are you this evening?
All right. How about yourself, Scott?
I felt better, but it cost more.
Well, I guess it might. All right. I won't go there. So, what you got?
I'm thinking number one. I got about six written down for you here. Tornadoes.
Good. You're a winner.
No kidding. A hunch.
It is tornadoes. That's right. There are more tornadoes in the United States than anywhere else. How about that?
That was my first guess. I had like six written down for you. Anyway, use profanity.
Right. Absolutely. It is in fact a tornado. So hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Thank you, ma'am.
So it was quick, wasn't it? All right. So Scott in Oak Lawn aced it. It is more tornadoes in the United States than anywhere else. Now, of course, we're a pretty big country, and that accounts for part of it. But also, we not only are big, but we really run the gamut in terms of geography. We've got it all right here for you, don't you know? All right. So what that means is we need another question. And let me think about this. All right. Well, maybe. Only 5% of us do this when we sleep. Do what? Only 5% of us do this when we sleep. Do what? 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. So, we're going to get to Naoto in Japan here in a moment, but I've got to find the perfect Myers-Briggs question, because he aces them completely. And let's see. Let's find out about... While I'm looking, let's talk to Naoto. So, Naoto, gotta find the magic twanger. Here we go. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty well, and I had a guess on your previous question. It was exactly tornado.
Yeah?
But, you know.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, yeah. Now, interestingly, like I say, more than anyone I've ever known, you know everything about Myers-Briggs. So what I want to know is, how did you get interested in this? Did you have to take this somewhere? How did you find out about it?
You know, I never taken the test on, like, a formal occasion.
Uh-huh.
But I noticed the advertisement on web page.
Huh. All right. Well, you certainly have memorized all 16 types, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, so I was looking at one of these online forums about Myers-Briggs, and the question came up, who is most likely to cheat on their partner? And the interesting thing was that there were two that people kept going back and forth, and they weren't the two that I would have thought, because I had always heard that it was it would be an ESTP, but that's not the two that people were arguing about. So most likely to cheat on their partner. What two do you think were up there in people's minds in the top group?
Oh. So it's obviously not the ESTP, right?
Right, it's not. Now, I mean, obviously, you see a lot of that online, and I understand that. But the ones that it is, okay, let me put it to you this way. The ones that were mentioned, everybody else wrote and said, these are the two least likely people ever to cheat. So it got into a little war. So most likely or least likely, let's go with least likely. That might be a little easier, but there were two that kept coming up again and again.
Well, I guess one would be INFJ.
Oh, man, you've combined the two. You've combined the two answers.
Oh,
no, you absolutely have. One is an IN and one is an IS.
Oh. Wait. INFP.
Yep, INFP. INFP is one of them, absolutely. And the IS?
And IS. IS. FP, IS.
ISFJ.
This was difficult.
All right. Good deal, though. Always good to talk to you. Thanks.
No, I have a guest on your new quiz show.
What?
I have one guest on your new quiz show.
Oh, like, you do? You do? All right. So, yes, the new question. 5% of us do this when we sleep. Do what?
Maybe use earplugs.
Interesting. Nope.
Or like biting nails.
Say what?
Biting one's nails?
Nope.
No, that's all I have.
All right, if you think of something else, call me back.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks. All right, good deal. 888-876. 5% of us, only 5% of us, do this when we sleep. And I must admit that I had absolutely no idea whether people did it or not, myself included. I have no idea if I do this. So I guess I should. I don't know much about my own sleep. I've got one of those Aura 4 rings, you know, that's supposed to tell me all about myself. It says my sleep is terrible. I know that. All right, so Carl is a first-time caller. He's in St. Louis. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, yes, how are you?
All right, how about yourself?
Oh, pretty good, yeah.
So, only 5% of us do this when we sleep. Do what?
Talk in our sleep?
Nope. Anything else?
That's not it either. Shoot, I thought I had it already.
Well, call back if you think of something else, and thanks for calling, Carl.
I will do. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, talk. All right. That's not, I don't know how many people talk. Well, I don't know how many people do any of this. What am I saying? So, that's right. But this one surprised me because I tried in earnest to think if I did this or not, and I am absolutely clueless. Now, I don't know if that's a clue for you, but I'm clueless about whether I do this. But only 5% of us do it. Wow. All right, so Billy Bob and Bourbon A is going to take a guess. Ruth in Gurnee wants she's got some guesses too. All right, well, get down with your bad self. We'll take them all coming up on Monday Night Trivia right here on WGN Radio.
Question!
Oh, darling, here are 6 questions I'm asking all of you.
Question
number 1.
I want to know, have you been true while I was away from you?
Question
number 2.
I'm Raleigh James, and it was the first thing they released on Imperial, actually, in 1961. And yes, you can name a song by them, and this isn't it. All right, at least I don't think so, but we'll find out. Now, our question, only 5% of us do this when we sleep. Yeah, you're lining up, and that's great. We got Billy Bob and Bourbon A, we got Ruth and Gurnee, we got Karen and Madison all wanting to take a guess at that. And so that's where we'll start it. There'll be another bumper stumper as well. In fact, one of my all-time favorites because of the lyrics. And maybe the theme will become apparent, maybe not. But if the group becomes apparent, that's enough. So it's Monday Night Trivia. We're having a fine time, and your participation is encouraged. 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh on WGN Radio.
Uh-huh.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, best soul lyrics ever. Yeah, my mouth wrote a check that my heart couldn't cash. Doesn't get better than that. All right, so who are they? That's easy. And maybe what's the theme? Well, I think it's easy, but yeah, then again, I know what it is. All right, so that's the deal. But before we do anything else, and I've got a question here, I might as well tell you. Only 5% of us do this when we sleep. Do what? But Jimmy P. on the south side heard a bumper he recognized. All right, Jimmy P., so who was it?
Yeah, Raleigh, that six questions, was that the Temptations?
No. Oh, man, no. I thought you would absolutely ace this. No, 1961 on Imperial.
Oh. I don't know. It sounded like the I took a stab.
Yeah.
I want to think of that last song you played. Were those the Spinners?
Nope.
Nope. God.
Nope. Ooh.
How about the first song by that solo singer? Was that Wilson Pickett?
No, it was Buddy Knox. I think I'm going to kill myself.
That the other one.
Chuck Jackson, Baby I'll
Chuck
Get
Jackson.
It. Yeah, Baby I'll Get It, 1969 on VIP.
All right, I'm batting zero.
Oh, man. Well, maybe you'll know the next one. It's pretty familiar.
How about the Dream question?
Yeah.
How about Dream in Technicolor?
You know, good enough. I'm going to take that. Yes, only 5% of us dream in color.
And, well, color.
Yeah. And
yeah.
I'll be damned if I know if I dream in color. I've never thought about this.
I think I do, but I heard somewhere about like only about, and like you say, some people don't know they dream.
Yeah.
But dream in color.
Yeah, only 1 in 20, so you're a winner.
I redeemed myself.
Yes, you have. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, only 5% of us dream in color. And try as I might, I cannot think of whether I dream in color. I don't dream all. I mean, obviously we all dream, but I don't get all that much REM sleep in general, and I don't remember that much of it. But when I do, it's usually, maybe it is black and white, but usually getting lost in dark hallways or in elevators that go in the wrong directions, you know, like sideways. But yeah, it's never pleasant. I don't remember waking up saying, oh, that was a nice dream. No, it's always a cluster. But dream in color. Maybe I don't. I don't know. 95% of us don't. How about that? All right, so Jimmy P. is absolutely right. Yeah, only 5% of us. Well, Eric in Huntington Beach wants Brady Bunch trivia. How's it going, Eric?
Oh, I'm doing great tonight, Raleigh. Just checking in on the show. And as always, it's a super kicky blast to listen to your show and hear all the stuff that you can learn.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a festival of learning and knowledge. And, yeah, I just super enjoy it. Hey, I wanted to ask you if you ever see that Lithuanian, the blonde hair guy, Lithuanian. He's like a one-man band. He's online all the time. He's always outside playing for intimate audiences in different locations, it seems like, around the country. And the only thing I don't know his name, but at the bottom of his little YouTube videos that he puts out, it's like, says Dovy Doss.
Yeah, that's absolutely Dovydas, Dovy Doss. Yeah, and yeah. I've absolutely heard of him. I don't know much about him, yeah, he's somewhat of an internet sensation. He's all over YouTube, so I just pulled that up actually. So yeah, you can check him out all you want.
Have you ever taken the time to watch one of the songs
No.
he does with the people or anything?
No,
I have a couple of times, and It's pretty enjoyable. The last one I saw was today. It was in Sarasota, and he had some audience members that had traveled far away to, I guess, I don't know if they came to see him. They said they did, but it's hard to believe. But it's just interesting how he like cooks up all these jams with all his equipment there, and I'm just curious, like how he gets around and supports himself, and like how is this venture getting pulled off, you know?
Yeah. No, it is interesting. There was one video saying he was silenced. I don't know what happened there, but I'll check him out for you. I'll have a report.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, it's not a big deal. I was just wondering, like, you know, like, you're so busy with everything. I just thought, well, I wonder if you ever I find it somewhat interesting. And we kind of look very similar. People tell us, you know, they said, hey, that guy could be your brother or whatever. And I said, yeah, he is. He does look quite similar to me. So anyways.
Yeah, he's doing, by the way, for people who haven't seen him, he's doing live loop stuff is what he's doing. And he's got a tabletop loop station, and that's how he's doing this. But Lithuania has an electronic music scene, so it's not entirely weird that he would come out of that. So yeah. But I will see what I can find out about him. So we're gonna do Brady Bunch trivia.
Yeah, if you have some Brady Bunch trivia for me again.
Oh, but of course.
Wing it at me there.
All right. Marsha thought he was groovier than Captain Kangaroo. And I'll give you four. Davy Jones, Barry Williams, Desi Arnaz Jr., or Joe Namath?
That was Desi Arnaz Jr.
You're absolutely right. And Alice saved the day. She knew the Arnaz's maid. So that's 100%
that's right.
Yeah, Cindy gave Marsha's diary to the Goodwill store. And that was the one where her dream of becoming Mrs. Desi Arnaz Jr. was in it. So there you have it. Yes, we
and
are the winner.
They went on a search to several bookstores to kind of track that down.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right.
And, hey, I got one last thing.
Yeah.
I was listening one night, and I heard you mention East L.A.
Yeah.
Did I hear that right, that that's where you hail from?
No, I'm from Los Angeles. I've lived throughout all of L.A., but I'm a big East L.A. fan. I used to cruise Atlantic and Whittier when that was the big thing on Saturday nights. Of course, on Wednesday nights, it was Van Nuys Boulevard. But, yeah, Atlantic and Whittier and, you know, listen to Huggy Boy and all that. So, yeah, it's musically, that's where I am.
Yeah, well, I grew up in Santa Monica, and then later on I moved out to the O.C., but... I was just curious, one thing. Have you noticed, I don't know how long it's been, but so instead of calling it the Santa Monica Freeway, the San Diego Freeway, or the Gardenia,
right,
or the Riverside Freeway, people use the numbers.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
And, you know, they call it the 57 or
right,
the 10 or the 405. Now, do you remember when that kind of switched over? Because... you know, people that grew up in California always knew it by the city names that it was going to end up at.
Right, right. Like the 605 was the San Gabriel Freeway, of course. And now it's the 605. Right, exactly. The Pomona Freeway, you know, the 60 and all of that.
Yeah.
Of course.
Exactly.
You know, I would think that that's been coming for the last 30 years. What I find most interesting, though, is when they switch to numbers, you know, primarily... They put the in front of it, which most cities don't, like the 405 or the 5 or, you know, the, and most cities don't have that.
Yeah. Now, do you think that was maybe because of an influx of people moving into California that weren't familiar with, you know, the geography or the cities, and it was just easier for them to go by the number or what? Because I was just kind of curious when that kind of came about, because when I'm out here, you know, I talk to, you know, natives or people that's been out here a very long time, they know it. But
yeah.
If you talk to other people, they don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I know. Well, the one you never would hear, the Richard M. Nixon Freeway, that's the portion of the 90 that goes to Marina Del Rey. Very few people have ever called it the Richard M. Nixon Freeway, but it is.
Yeah. I know. And Marina Del Rey, what a place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If I had my dream of dreams, that's where I'd love to have a place.
Oh, yeah. And boy, it's gotten so expensive. I mean, even Venice, it's all gotten expensive. Just crazy.
Yeah, it's brutal. So
it is. It is brutal. You know, I mean, when you can no longer afford El Segundo, you know you're in trouble. So, yeah.
Oh, good old El Segundo.
Yeah.
You know, that was the place that Sanford and Son used to make jokes about on their show. I guess supposedly that's kind of where the show was supposed to take place in El Segundo. But yeah, that's I don't know. It's neat talking to you about that, because I thought, you know, I didn't know that you were, you know, that you're from the area
and
stuff.
Yeah.
So
Well, you know what I always found interesting was I remember when they gave them interstate designations, because originally the Harbor Freeway was just the 11, and of course that's the Pasadena Freeway if you're going north from downtown. But now the Pasadena Freeway is still the 11, but the Harbor Freeway is the 110.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I just don't know when that whole transition started kind of meandering in that direction. I just can't recall, because it seems so natural for me to call it by the other way, the other system. But, you say that now, nobody really knows what that is or where it is or where it's going to end up.
Most of the local news, it's been 50 years since I did local morning news in L.A., but when I did, it was CNS, the City News Service, and I wonder if they changed the designation, because it would come over the wire as, the San Gabriel River Freeway, as opposed to the 605 or the I-605 all that. So it might have been a news service that changed it. I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes, on KNX.
Yeah. Don't start me on KNX. That drives me crazy. They're the 50,000-watt non-directional AM radio station at 1070, and they don't ever want to say that. They just say 97.1, the old KGBS FM, to be on FM. What happened at 1070? All right, I'm done.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, some of the older personnel on the air sometimes will refer to it, like the Pomona Freeway or whatever. But
right.
Then I'll hear them again, and they'll go back to the number, and I think, well, somebody at the station telling them, hey, don't make a reference like that, because people don't know what you're talking about.
Well, like I say, I wouldn't be surprised that if it's just the way it comes across on the wire, and the old folks like us will still use the names, but the new folks, the younger folks, probably just use the numbers. But like I say, why do they put the there? The 605. Why isn't it just 605? Or I-605, Texas, you get a lot of I-6, like I-40, where they put the, and we don't do that in L.A., so I don't know. I remember it was the fall of 64 that 605 opened from Whittier Boulevard to the San Bernardino Freeway. And I remember that like it was yesterday. And that's the only time I heard them say Interstate 605.
Yeah. Maybe it's like how everyone used to say, Smokey the Bear.
Right. And there is no the. Exactly. Yes. And I couldn't believe that the Forest Service spent millions of dollars telling us that.
Yeah. That whole campaign must have cost a fortune.
It did. And it's like, leave it the way it is. Who cares? It was all because of a song. The lyrics just in meter came out better as Smokey the Bear. So that's how that came about. But whole thing's crazy. So
I'm with you. I can't believe they spent the money to tell people that's not the correct way to say it.
Yeah, right. Of all the things the Forest Service might want to tell us, I don't know why they were dwelling on that. Yeah.
It just seemed to me to flow better to say Smokey the Bear.
Well, sure, that's why it was in the song that way, exactly.
Yeah, that's right. So well, listen, I'll let you get some other calls.
All right. You were absolutely right about the Brady Bunch, so hang on. We'll confirm that address, and it'll take forever to get something, but eventually get a certificate. Don't go away. All right. So good deal. Good to hear from Eric. And, it's always interesting how colloquial expressions come about. All right. So we'll get to, we'll be getting to Dave on the north side. He wants charts. July of 1972. Stan and Dearborn know some bumpers. All right, well, there's another one coming up on WGN Radio.
Dream. if you have CarPlay.
A house with big old shade trees and a swing put up by Dad. Sweet lullabies to close my eyes are things I never had. A party dress on my birthday and a doll to make me glad. A high school dance, a teen romance, are things I never had. Someone to read me fairy tales on the days when it would rain, when I'd fall down, no one was there to kiss away the pain. Someone to call me darling when the blues come on real bad. Each night I pray.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And who is that? That's your bumper stumper. And, yeah, well-known singer, and at the time, pretty well-known song, too. So who is she? 888-876-5593. Now, Stan heard, I don't think it was that one, but heard a bumper that he knew. Now, let's find the magic twanger here and welcome Stan from Dearborn to WGN Radio. How's it going, Stan?
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. What's happening?
Well, I know a couple of the previous bumper stumpers.
Okay.
But
let's talk about
it. I don't know which one to take, if I should take the Detroit group or what are the doo-wop ones.
Or take them both. Nobody else is going to, so go for it.
Okay. Don't Be Sore at Me was the Parliaments out of Detroit.
Yes, on Revelot, 1967.
Yeah, that's the flip side. We used to play All Your Goodies Are Gone.
Well, that's the A side, All Your Goodies Are Gone.
Yeah.
But, man, I'll tell you, I still think, my anger clouded my judgment, and I saw a red flash, and my mouth wrote a check that my heart couldn't cash. I don't think you get better lyrics than that.
No, you don't. No, not lately.
Yeah.
And before that, we had the Turbids.
Yes, Six Questions. Absolutely. That was their first thing on Imperial in 1961.
Yeah. And I can't find the connection on these, though.
Oh.
I'm thinking maybe crossover. Different charts.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. It's a connection that all of the artists as well as the lead singers when it's a group have.
Well, I don't know.
It's a totally useless piece of information, trust me.
Well, it's fun though.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, I expected before this one we just played, I expected the one right before that, You're an Angel. I thought you would have known that.
Oh, yeah, I know that one too, yeah.
Yeah. And that was a weird one because it was one of those EPs on Dutu where, on one side was Vernon Green and the Medallions for a couple songs, and then on the other side was this group.
Yeah, it sounded like the big hit, too. So
yeah.
I'll let somebody else
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Absolutely. But you're right, it does sound like the big. Maybe Jimmy P will know that one. All right.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. You're a winner. Hang on, we'll confirm that address, and don't hold your breath. All right, so, thank you.
Okay. Right. Yeah, nice talking to you.
Likewise. Yes, all right. So Stan is absolutely right. All right, so, yeah, good deal. Now, Jimmy P. All right, Jimmy P., welcome back to WGN Radio.
Riley, I got this one.
Okay.
The Things I Never Had or whatever.
Yeah.
That's the old Wheel of Fortune girl, K-Star.
Absolutely right. It
well,
is
how could you
K-Star.
Miss that voice, huh?
Yes, absolutely. Good.
So I feel a little better now.
Yeah, good. 1956 on RCA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Hang on. We'll confirm that address. You're absolutely right. It's K-Star. Now, see, I thought you were calling for the song before, too, because that group is so well-known right before that, but maybe somebody else.
I don't don't recall this. I must have put the phone down.
Ah, yes, you're an angel. All right, well, hang on. You're absolutely right about K-Star. All right, so good deal. And so, yes, Jimmy P. redeeming himself, though he doesn't have to. He's great no matter what. All right, so now we're going to do charts, don't you know? And that would be with Dave on the north side. So hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm okay. That wasn't Dinah Washington, the last song, was it?
That was K-Star. We've already confirmed that. K-Star.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I thought it sounded like old or something. Yeah. All right, sorry.
That's quite all right. All right, so we're going to do charts from 1972 this week.
Yeah, my girlfriend thought I should ask for something different.
All right, well, 1972. Here we go. Number one, Lean On Me. It was on Sussex.
Otis Rush?
What?
I was going to say Otis Rush?
No, it was Bill Withers. Number two, too late to turn back now. I believe, I'm falling in love. Yeah, who's that?
I don't know. I think I should have picked a different year.
Yeah, that would be Cornelius Brothers and Baby Sister Rose. Yeah. Okay, number three, Alone Again, Naturally.
Oh, my God. I know the song. I just can't think of it.
Yeah, Gilbert O'Sullivan. Number four, Brandy, You're a Fine Girl.
Who's it?
The lead singer was Elliot Lurie, and it was on Epic.
Yeah, not Bakerfield. Rafferty?
No, The Looking Glass.
No. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Right.
Number five, If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right.
Oh, I give up.
Luther Ingram. All right.
I should have picked another year.
All right, so should we end the misery now?
Yeah, can I try five or five?
Oh, sure, why not? I'm sure you'll get those. You have to get four right. Let me find the list.
We'll see.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm just doing them in order. Laverne and Shirley is a spinoff of what show?
Happy Days?
Yes. How do you say five in Spanish?
Cinco.
Uh-huh. All right. What game includes the phrase, do not pass go, do not collect $200?
A Monopoly?
Yes. One more. Okay.
This is easy.
The SS Minnow was on what show?
Oh, God. It was on yesterday. Gilligan's Island.
All right. That's four. It's four out of five. You already got four. You're a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Better than the church.
Yeah, but so far, yes. All right. So absolutely right. Let's see. All right. Dee Dee's in Milwaukee. All right, Dee Dee, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hi, Raleigh. Jimmy P., like Doris Troy would say, he beat me to the punch. I first thought it was Dinah Washington, but more than I was starting to hear the vibrato, and I thought, oh, that's a K-Star. So he beat me to the punch, and I was just curious to see when that was recorded, because it sounds like it's very old.
1956.
Ah, 56. And Raleigh, I would like to request a K-Star for my late great-grandmother, and she loved Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, yeah, well, that's her signature record, of course.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Raleigh.
All right, thanks for calling.
Sure, bye-bye.
Good deal. So, and let me write this down for Dee Dee. I've got to find that piece of paper. Here it is. Okay, Dee Dee in Milwaukee. Milwaukee wants Wheel of Fortune. Okay, K-Star. My favorite K-Star was her version of Got the World on a String. I don't know. All right, so I'm not sure what we're going to do, but whatever it is, we're going to do it next with Scott and Oaklawn again. And there's room for you, too. I have a question. Oh, or do I have a question? Did I replace the question? Oh, no, we're still I need a new question because we aced the sleep question. So I am clearly remiss. All right, so new question. This happens more often on Wednesday night than any other time. And don't say the cruise on Van Nuys Boulevard. And, of course, that is true, but that's not the answer. All right. This happens more often on Wednesday nights than any other time. What? 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. We're also going to do some lyrics with Fran, and there's plenty of room for you, and there's another bumper stumper in moments right here on WGN Radio.
Hall room, meet you after school, laying in your backyard, ooh, the grass is cool, laying on our backs now, looking at the sky, no words are passed between us, we say it with our eyes, save your sugar for me, save your sugar for me, save your sugar for me, I'll save my sugar for you. Down in the swamps now, running through the woods, splashing in the water, ooh, it feels so good. Witch's hair shining, hanging off the trees. You begin to shiver, I hold you close to me. Save your sugar for me, save your sugar for me, save your sugar for me, I'll save my sugar for you. Midnight start to fall in, I got to get you home. You know I hate to go now, but we've been gone too long. Sneak you in your window, kiss you through the screen.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who is it? 888-876-5593. There's your bumper stumper. WGN Radio, it's Monday Night Trivia. We're having a fine time, and yes, I finally remembered to ask you another question. And that is, this happens more often on Wednesday nights than any other time. What is it? All right, so we're going to do some lyrics with Fran, and we have Linda, and we have Scott. But Fran, welcome back to WGN. How's it going?
Hey, Raleigh. Well, I'm not trying to win a prize for this. I don't like to be greedy.
All right.
But I'm just doing it for fun.
Well, excellent. All right, so here we go. 1963. You ready?
Yep.
I gotta walk that lonesome valley. I gotta walk it by myself.
Kingston Trio.
Yeah, and what is it?
I don't know why I was saying that.
You're absolutely right, by the way.
What is it? Yeah, I knew that. It just popped into my head.
He rode easy in the saddle. He was tall and
lean. Nobody else can walk it for you. You gotta walk it by myself. Oh, shoot. I know that song like the back of my hand, but I don't know the name of it.
He carried a Bible and a canvas sack, and folk just called him...
Oh, the Reverend Mr. Black.
All right. Okay. I knew we'd get there. There you go. Absolutely right. All right. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate
it. Sure. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Sure. Bye.
Yeah. So, absolutely. Yeah, the Reverend Mr. Black. So, 888-876-5593. Sad news from Linda in Richmond Park. Hey, Linda, I was going to talk about this tomorrow night, but yes, let's get on with it. How are you?
Oh, okay. Well, I won't hold you up about it. I just thought maybe it was so sad that he drowned, Malcolm Jamal Warner. But if you're going to talk about it tomorrow night, that'd be great.
Yeah.
But could you play the theme song off the Crosby Show?
Kiss Me, the Kiss Me one that everybody and their brother did.
I don't know. It was just every time the show would come on, play that
I'll play it
theme song.
I'll play it, and you'll tell me if it's the right one. What I will say, and I'm going to say it again tomorrow night, if you ever encounter a rip current, and that's exactly what he died from, encountering a riptide, swim sideways. Do not try to swim back to the shore. Swim sideways. And apparently no one taught him that.
You know, I thought if a rip current, you get caught in that, they said float on your back.
If you can, right. But if you're going to swim, swim sideways.
Oh, yeah, because if not, you can drown from all that water.
Oh, you will. You absolutely, if you're trying to get back to shore, and, you know, we'll talk about it more tomorrow night, but I can't say that enough because I have a feeling no one had ever explained this to him.
Might not have, you know. Might not, because I've taken swimming lessons many, many years.
Yeah.
And no one that they taught me how to float, but they never taught us if we were in real deep waters, like in the ocean. And they never told us how to swim.
It's just in riptides because you won't be able to fight that. Yeah.
I know that's terrible.
All right. Well, we will talk about that tomorrow night. Thanks. Appreciate it.
And could you give me the 5 for 5? I'm gonna try.
Oh yeah, you'll win. All right, let's pull that list.
I doubt it.
Oh, I don't doubt it at all. All right. How many cards in a standard deck of playing cards?
Now, 52.
Absolutely right. Who was in prison for 27 years before becoming president of South Africa?
Nelson Mandela.
Of course. Which planet is the red planet?
The sun?
Mars. Mars. That's all right.
Oh, okay.
That's all right.
All right.
What kind of animal was Disney's Dumbo?
He was an elephant.
Right. Okay, one more. Have it your way is the slogan of what fast food restaurant?
McDonald's.
No, have it your way. Burger King.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
all
right. We'll do it next week. Okay, thanks.
All right, we will. Thank you.
All right, good deal. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Yeah, and we will absolutely talk about that tomorrow night. Yes, swim sideways, parallel to the shoreline. Do not swim directly against a riptide. It will win. All right, so very sad. I think he was like 52 years old. Really sad. All right, so we'll get to that. We'll get bumper guesses, and we'll get to other stuff, because we have another hour of trivia coming up. Yeah, and of course, I have the new question, which is, this happens more often on Wednesday nights than any other night, and no, it is not cruising on not Van Nuys Boulevard, though that is true. So what would that be? So yeah, another bumper stumper coming up. And the theme, yes, it's something all the artists have in common. The artists or the lead singers, if it's a group, and they all have this in common. But next one, I think you know next one. A very, very well-known group on Capitol. All right, all that and more is coming up next hour on WGN Radio.
All you want to do is play. A Jiminy Crickets, you never get no love in that way. A holy smoke, don't you ever want a kiss? A Gee Whitakers, I look at all the fun we miss. Heebie-jeebies, baby, what you gonna do? You never give me a chance. Jeepers creepers, all you want to do is dance. Doggone it, ain't you gonna ever stop? Jeepers, you gonna make me blow my top.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? Yeah, and it fits our theme, which maybe you'll get or maybe you won't. But hopefully you'll get the songs anyway. Well-known mid-50s group. All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, my question that I threw out there is, this happens more often on Wednesday nights than at any other time. What is it? So now we've got bumpers, several of them that are in play, and we've got my question. And of course, when all else fails, take your own category. Everybody knows something about something. All right, so Scott in Oak Lawn is going to take some guesses. All right, Scott, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good evening, Raleigh. Once again, how are you tonight?
Well, I'm here.
Well, if I felt any better, and it had to be twins.
Oh, good for you. All right, so...
Anyway, I won earlier.
Yes.
First time ever winning anything.
How about that?
Also, first time in my life, I spent a night in the hospital. 68 years old, I finally did a sleepover.
Oh, no, what was going on?
Nothing trivial. They did it for money, I swear to God. I came back the next day.
Oh, God, hopefully you didn't have to eat the food or you'd belong there.
Oh, the food was terrible.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that'll keep you in the hospital.
I had an infection in my forearm. They should have sent, gave me some antibiotics, brought me back the next day. Anyway, to the question.
Yes.
On Wednesday nights, I love it when you give them in advance. That way I got time to write down multiple answers.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for that. Okay, first one's full moon.
Nope.
Low crime rates.
Nope.
Heart attacks.
Nope.
ER visits.
No.
Fights with spouses.
No. One more big finish.
No, I don't have any more. That's it. That's all right. I got for you.
Thanks for trying.
Thanks for your time. Have a good evening.
Yeah, feel better. All right.
Oh, I feel great.
Oh, good. Good, thank good, you. Good. Appreciate it. Yeah. Those infections can be tough, but sounds like he's doing good. Excellent. All right. So what do we have here? I believe that Mike in hometown. All right, Mike. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Any particular hometown?
Yeah, it's the one next to Oak Lawn.
Okay.
By Midway.
And it's actually called Hometown?
It's actually called Hometown.
I love it. All right. So.
Yeah, it's a cute little area.
Good. So what do you think?
Well, the one bumper stumper I caught, I believe it was Tony Joe White.
Absolutely right. Save Your Sugar for Me, 1970 on Monument.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, you are a winner. Again, the prizes are worthless, but eventually you get a certificate that's fun and something else you don't want, like a 45 or a tabloid or something. But hang on, don't go away and don't stand by the mailbox. All right, thanks. All right, so absolutely, Tony Joe White. Wow, so you've knocked off Buddy Knox, Chuck Jackson, the Turbans, the Parliaments, K-Star, Tony Joe White. There's one you didn't get that we've played so far that surprises me. Because it's just huge. And this last one, too. Okay, so there are two you didn't get. You didn't get the last one either. And there's three more coming up. So we'll see how you do with that. All right, so with that in mind, maybe this is another one. Scott in Chicago has a bumper guess. So, all right, Scott, what'd you hear, you know?
I didn't want to hang up on you, but it's Tony Joe White. That's the one I knew.
Oh, okay. Oh, man. All right. Well, hang on. You knew it, and I think you actually called first, so don't go away. And we'll confirm that address. All right. So good deal. And like I say, the prizes are utterly worthless, but eventually you get something. All right. The certificate's fun, and then something else you don't want, like a 45 or a DVD or a CD or a tabloid. Mark in Aurora, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good evening.
How are you, Mark?
Or actually, good morning.
Yes, yes, very, very true. It is where you are. That is absolutely true. Yes, already Tuesday. Wow, how time flies. All right, so we're going to do charts, are we? And we're doing...
Yeah, this week, 1977, and this is one of those years I may not know as well.
Oh, man, I remember it very well.
We'll see.
1977, yes, July of 77. Mm-hmm. All right, yes, I spent half of it in Durham and the other half in Indianapolis. All right, so let's see, yeah, and WDNC and WIBC. All right, so number one, looks like we made it.
Barry Manilow.
Yes. Number two, I Just Want to Be Your Everything.
Don't know.
Oh, Andy Gibb. Number three.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Number three, it's a remake. Dadu Ron Ron.
David Cassidy? Or Sean Cassidy?
Yep, Sean Cassidy, absolutely.
Yeah.
Number four, I'm In You.
Oh, I love this one. Peter Frampton.
Yes. Number five, My Heart Belongs to Me. And keep it that
don't
way.
Know.
Barbara Streisand. Number six, Angel in Your Arms. This morning, gonna be in devil in someone else's arm tonight.
Oh, and I heard this recently.
Yep, it's three.
Gloria Gaynor.
Three girls. No, it's the only hit they had.
Oh. No, it's. Well, it's not coming to me. I'm sorry.
Okay, that was hot. Well, that's all right. If you get the next, if you get the next four, you redeem yourself. We'll see.
It's four.
Yeah, you got to get four. Okay, number seven.
Yeah.
Undercover Angel.
Oh, Alan O'Day.
All right. Number eight would be Margaritaville. Come on, Margaritaville, you got to know this.
I know who it is. It's just not coming to me. I don't know why it's slipping my memory, and I'm going to kick myself.
Oh, you will. You really.
Don't tell me yet.
You really will. No, I won't. Yes, he actually. There are whole neighborhoods now, Margaritaville senior citizens things in Florida.
Oh yeah.
It's
the same.
He's no longer with us. He's mostly known for living in Key West, but not only.
Yeah. It's the same as that Paradise one.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
And, oh, God.
Well.
I know who it is. Why am I not thinking of it?
Well, that's all right, because I don't think you know the one after it. But this Margaritaville is Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
All right, number nine. If you get this, I'll be impressed. You've already not won, but I still want to know. Number nine. Do you want to make love?
Yeah. Again, I know that I've heard it, and I'm going to recognize the name when you tell
me.
Well,
I don't recognize it. Peter McCann.
Yeah.
Never heard of him. So, yes, Paola lives. And number 10, Best of My Love. And, you know, it's interesting because this was their big hit. But, Bat, I'll tell you what, 1969 on Volt, they had one of my all-time favorite records, which was So I Can
Love You. What was that one?
So I Can Love You.
Oh, Best of My Love, not the Eagles.
No. Best of My Love.
That was 1975.
This was a very big record. It was the Emotions. You got the best of my love.
Didn't do too well.
Well, probably too recent. You know, I mean, after all, it's only 48 years ago. All right, so we'll talk to you next week. Okay, thanks.
Okay,
appreciate it. Yeah, you just never know. All right, so let's see what we got here. I believe we're going to go to Laura from Willowbrook, and let me say goodbye to Mark. There we are. And Laura in Willowbrook, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I figure, I'm going to do the 555 and see how I do.
Yes, and I want you to call me tomorrow night to tell me all about the play.
Oh, I sure will.
I assume it was very good, yes?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. What do pandas primarily eat?
Eucalyptus leaves?
Bamboo.
Oh, I don't know why I thought eucalyptus. Okay.
How many strings does a standard violin have?
Four?
Yep, absolutely right. Maine Coon, Tabby, and Calico are all types of what?
Cats.
Yes, of course. Who was Archie Bunker's wife?
Edith.
Yeah. And what did the three little kittens lose?
Mittens?
Yes, absolutely, they're mittens. All right, we have a winner. Hang on, don't go away.
All right.
All right, so there you have it. 5 for 5. And she did exactly that. Got 4 out of 5, and that wins. All right, so we put Laura on hold. And I believe we go to World War II just about now. So James on the South Side, how's it going?
Hello.
Yes.
Okay, I've got I'm going to take a few shots at that question. On Wednesday night.
Yes.
I'm going to say... they stay up later than they usually do.
Nope.
They go to bed earlier than they usually.
Nope.
Okay. They eat dinner later.
Nope.
Okay. They have few arguments with their spouse and family on Wednesday?
Nope.
They have more arguments?
Nope. One more big finish.
Okay. They listen to Larry James' show.
Okay.
Laura.
We'll just move right on. All right. World War II. Well, Hitler got started early trying to weed out those dissenting voices in 1933, 6 whole years before invading Poland. The Nazi parties arranged for a series of events at universities. What were the events?
Okay, they were book burnings?
Absolutely right. There were book burnings. Among the burnings were Jack London, H.G. Wells, anybody who was Jewish, and anything by Albert Einstein, which I guess would qualify other way. But yes, so you're 100% right. That is the deal. All right, don't go away.
Okay.
All right, so absolutely book burnings. This was a big deal, don't you know? And yeah, Freud, you betcha, absolutely. Nothing in English. They didn't want America or Britain to look like anything but the enemy. They wanted to purify the minds by destroying the impure books. All right, now it's interesting. There was a German poet, Heinrich Heine, 100 years before Hitler. I can't say it in German, but what I will tell you in English, where they have burned books, they will end up burning people. Yeah. All right, so 888-876-5593. Oh, we're going to do some advertising with Pete in Sauk Village, and we're going to get a bumper guest from Scott in Chicago. We're going to do radio trivia with Gary in Austin. All right, get down with your bad self. And more coming up on WGN Radio.
Someone you give your life for walks out on you, and you feel you have no one else to turn to. Open up your heart, stretch out your arm, remember somebody else somewhere. Pain in your heart makes you feel like crying. If at night you just can't sleep, 'cause you can't stop crying. Heartache seems to mow you down, your eyes just won't stay dry. Remember somebody else somewhere. Oh, somebody somewhere. Somebody else somewhere needs.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? All right. Yeah, that should sound like a familiar voice, I would think. All right. So we're going to do a little radio trivia, don't you know, with Gary in Austin. So Gary is back on WGN Radio. All right. You ready?
Here I am. I'm just kind of doing it for the fun of it. I'm not worried. Okay. I've already won. So
that's all right. All right. So what I want to know is, what is the highest radio station in terms of feet above mean sea level? All right, now not above average terrain. Actually, I'll tell you what it would be. It's 1,791 feet above average terrain. It's only 20 feet above the ground. But they have an amazing amount of feet above average sea level, 13,159 feet above sea level. You can tell me what it is, you can tell me where it is, and I will tell you that it's a translator.
That's a fascinating question, which I don't know.
Oh, man. It's at 93.5. It's a translator. It's K228AG. That means it's 93.5, obviously. It's in Leadville, Colorado, and they're directional. They're only running, wow. They're running 107 watts. And, of course, you know, it's Colorado, so it's going to be above sea level, but 13,159 feet above it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So now you know. Yeah. And I believe they are a public radio station, Fork Valley Community Radio. So it's an FM translator for KDNK, which is in Glenwood Springs.
Oh, that's interesting. Yes. One thing about translators, I almost know all the FM frequency channel numbers.
Right.
Thanks to them.
Exactly. Yes, yes. That's 100% right. Yes. All right. Well, so that's the deal there. It is kind of interesting. Too bad they're just a public radio station, but directional as well. So interesting pattern. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Well, good deal.
All right.
We'll talk to you again. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, appreciate sure. It. Bye-bye.
All right. So yeah, a little factoid I didn't expect Gary to know, but I threw that at him because he's already won tonight, so he wasn't playing for prizes. Next week we'll ask him a question about radio that he probably will know. All right. But it is interesting. So that's where we'll pick it up. We'll talk to Pete, and he's in Sauk Village. I want to advertising. All right. Or 5x5. Well, it'll be his choice coming up. And then Brandon and Scott and Anita and Jim, and I'm going to say goodbye to Gary, so there will be one line available for you right after the news on WGN Radio.
Who's loving you the way I used to do? I can't help wondering tonight. Beside you, and whose decisions guide you? Who's holding you so tight, baby? Who's loving you? Who's telling you he'll make your wishes and all your dreams come true?
All right, WGN Radio, huge record in the mid-60s. This wasn't it. This actually is much later. And also probably one of the top three Northern Soul records of all time. And this wasn't it either. So who is he? All right, so there's a couple of clues that should make it somewhat obvious, I hope. So let's see what Pete has to say for himself in Sauk Village. Hello, Pete. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Howdy. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm here, and you're there. All right, so we're going to do advertising or 5x5. What do you prefer?
Well, as I told John, I was going to try for advertising tonight, and okay. I thought of 5x5 as a fallback. Things blow up.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see what we can do. The sign of friendly service. It's a gas station.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
This goes back to the day when they have a whole squad of guys come out and take care of your car.
Mm-hmm.
Sinclair?
No, but Mobil.
Oh, Lordy.
Yeah. All right. Well, so you want to try 5x5? No, the prizes are worthless, so I'll be happy to do it, though.
Okay, let's give it a shot.
Not including Rudolph, how many reindeer does Santa have?
8.
Yeah, all right. Let's see. How long is a fortnight?
2 weeks.
Aquanet was a brand of what?
Hairspray.
Yes. And let's see.
My mother cast her head every morning.
All right. What's the square root of 64?
8.
All right. Well, we have a winner. There you go. 4 out of 4. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So just that easy. Might not remember Mobil gas, but yeah. I just hung up on him. Pete, call back. I'm sorry. My fault entirely. All right. Scott in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think? Scott? Scott's no longer with us. All right. Let's see what we've got. We got Anita. Anita is in Beloit, I think. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you tonight?
All right. How about yourself?
Oh, not too bad. Are you feeling better than you have over the weekend?
Well, yeah, doing a little better than last week. But, yeah, I'll tell you what, still not really regulating. But, yeah, heat can be a bitch if you've had heat stroke. So, yes.
Oh, absolutely. I understand.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get out there in the humidity, all of a sudden it's like, I don't feel so hot.
Right,
I'm
yeah.
I'm not starting to go, this is not good. I got to go in the house.
yes, and thank God I don't have to deal with humidity. That is just the worst.
Yeah, it is. And we're supposed to get a heat wave coming in on Wednesday.
Just what you
so
need.
It's like, great, we're just going to, tuck up on Wednesday and not do anything or go anywhere. We'll just stay in the house.
Yeah.
So, just stay in the house. No big deal. So, anyway, I want to take a guess on your, I always forget what they're called, but what do people do on Wednesday night?
Yeah, what do they do?
Model study?
Nope.
Ah, okay. Put out the garbage?
Nope.
A lot of people go out to eat or go on a date?
Nope.
And
No, and let me say, the fact that this happens more often on Wednesday doesn't mean that a lot of people do it.
Well, they on Wednesday night, kind of like the middle of the week, so maybe they just sit back home and order in and watch a movie on TV, just kind of relax.
That's not it.
Well, that's all right.
Well, very good.
I really thought Bible study in church would work because that's usually when they do it,
yeah.
On Wednesday night.
And that is maybe it's related. That's interesting. I'll have to think on that.
Okay, they all go right. To church.
Yeah, no. Well, when you hear it, you can then tell me if you think it's related. All right. Okay, thanks.
All right.
Appreciate it.
All right. Well, all right. Thanks, Raleigh.
Good deal. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. So 888-876-5593 is, Brandon. Brandon wants to do science trivia. I love it. All right, Brandon, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, I wasn't sure. Should I do the 5x5? I don't know.
Well, science trivia sounds good to me.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Okay. What scale is used to measure the hardness of minerals? It's a qualitative ordinal scale that characterizes scratch resistance of minerals ranging from the softest 1 to the hardest 10.
Well, it's the hardness scale.
It's named after the guy who came up with it. And what's interesting is the guy who came up with it, is there somebody who has the same name, not the same person, who a form of surgery is known for it?
I don't know.
Oh, man, the Mohs scale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's the deal. But, yes, and Mohs surgery is used very often in skin cancer. But yeah, the Mohs hardness scale is a way to identify minerals. In fact, the U.S. National Park Service talks about it at length. So now you know.
I remember learning about it in, like, fifth grade, but I didn't remember the guy's name.
And, well, let me give you a follow-up question then. We know that diamonds are the hardest. They're a 10. What is the softest, a 1?
The softest?
Yeah, softest.
Oh, jeez. It's got to be, like, copper?
No, it's talc.
Yeah.
All right. Well, call me again, Brandon. Next time we'll do 5x5.
I don't get more questions?
Well, yeah, that's enough. How many? You want more questions? I can do that. But, again.
Yeah, I thought I got five.
Okay, well, now 5x5. Now, remember on 5x5, you only have 5 seconds to give me an answer on each of them, and you have to get 4 of them right, okay?
Oh, 5 seconds? Okay. All right. Okay. I'll try to be quick.
What mythical bird is known for rising from the ashes?
Well, the phoenix.
Okay, there you go. That's one. Call me Ishmael is the first line from what classic novel?
That's not science, but...
No, wait. No. Science was one category. The 5x5 is not going to be science. It can be anything.
Oh. Oh, he asked me what category.
Yeah, well, right, but 5? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, well, that's Moby Dick.
That's literature,
yeah. All right, well, 5x5 is not confined to types like science or literature or anything like that. It's just 5 questions that most people can answer.
Oh.
So.
All right.
So you've gotten 1 right and 1 wrong. I can give you 3 more and see how you do.
Yeah, let's see.
Okay. Who sells Slurpees?
Slurpees?
Yes.
7-Eleven.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Okay, so that's 2 right. Okay, in which board game do you solve a murder?
Clue.
Okay, very good. You only got one more that you have to guess. What's the fastest land animal in the world?
I think it's a jaguar.
No, it's a cheetah.
Oh, the cheetah. Yep.
Talk to you next week. Thanks. All right, so that's the deal there. 888-876-5593. We're going to do a 5x5 with Jim in Richmond. Let me say goodbye to... we're ready to say goodbye to... All right, so Jim in Richmond, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you?
Hi, Raleigh. Hi. I just wanted to say that I have always dreamed in color.
Really?
And they had that country song about dreaming in color.
Really?
And I'm going... I always dream in color, so I didn't understand that song, but I liked it a lot.
Well, it's interesting. So. I had no idea, and I don't know if I do or not, but I don't think so. I know my dreams are all dark. They're not pretty.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I've never awakened and said, oh, what a nice dream. It hasn't happened in my lifetime. All right.
Right.
So
I wanted your trivia question.
Yes.
I delivered to... a lot of bars, and every Wednesday night was trivia night.
Oh, that's interesting. It's not that.
Oh, I really thought that's what it was.
Oh, man, that's great. I love it, but it's not.
I think there was, no matter where I was on a Wednesday night at a bar, it was trivia night.
Wow, not so, it.
Okay, so then I'll do 5 for 5.
Who's the richest person in the world as of 2021? Oh, you can do this.
Musk.
Yes, Elon Musk. Absolutely right. All righty then. What are the dying... are the dying words of Charles in Citizen Kane?
Rosebud.
Absolutely right. All right. Which constitutional amendment provides for freedom of religion?
That I don't know.
Oh, man, it's the First Amendment, freedom of speech, religion, and the press.
Okay, right. I knew it was freedom of speech, but yeah. I didn't know it was freedom of religion.
Oh, yeah, it is. All right. What cartoon character said, what's up, Doc?
That would be Bugs Bunny.
Absolutely. All right, good deal. You only have to get one more. And here we go with your final question. All right. What is the term for word that's the same forwards and backwards?
Pantagram?
No, a palindrome.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, we will talk to you next week for trivia and probably later this week for whatever's going on.
Right, but every 5 on 5, I got all 5 right.
Oh, man.
Until tonight.
Isn't that always the way? Well, we'll do it next week, and you'll probably get 5 right again.
Thank you, and have a great evening.
Okay, you too, thanks. Appreciate it. So, 888-876-5593. So I have a question, and if you don't get it tonight, it becomes a straggler for next week. But this happens more often on Wednesday night than at any other time. What is it? So there you have that. And otherwise, have your own category. There's another bumper stumper coming up. It's the final one. And nobody's taking a venture on the theme, which does not surprise me. But I was pretty sure you would get some of the last 3. I was also sure you would get one we played last hour. But we'll see how you do on the final one. In fact, you'll hear it next right here on WGN Radio.
A girl to do,
oh baby,
I'll sacrifice for you, I'd even do wrong too, oh baby,
every minute, every hour, I'm gonna shower you with the love and affection, look out, it's coming in your direction, I'm gonna make you love me.
to get you home.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And so who is that? That's our final bumper stumper. And, of course, the Supremes and Temptations had the big version of it, and Dee Dee Warwick had the original version of it. But this woman's version was my favorite, and it did pretty well here, too. And she's well-known, particularly in the U.K., though she's been living in Spain since about 2010 or so, but originally from Newark. So who is she? And what does she have in common with everybody else? All right, so in terms of in common with, that's not so important, you know, but I expect you'll get some of these artists. And in the next few minutes, if you don't, I'll identify everybody. And as far as our trivia question, well, that'll hang around next week if you don't get it. But this happens more often on Wednesday nights than at any other time. What is it? 888-876-5593. Mike in Bridgeview, welcome to WGN Radio.
How you doing, Raleigh?
All right, what do you think?
I hope no one didn't say it. I want to brush my teeth, so I hope they didn't say it. I said bingo.
No. What else you got?
No, I quit. I was saying Bridgeview. I was thinking about all these people playing on TV.
Yeah.
With, yeah.
All right.
Oh, well, I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for trying. I appreciate it. All right, so, yes, Wednesday nights. That's the prime time for it, apparently. Naoto in Japan, welcome back to WGN. What do you think?
Yeah, I think people quit their jobs.
Oh, nope. What you got for a second one?
No.
Nope.
Maybe, yeah, no, that was my only guess.
Oh, well, if you think of something else, you call me back. You'll have a week to think about it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, see you.
Thanks.
Later.
Appreciate it. All right, so... 888-876-5593. And, the waning moments of Monday Night Trivia. So if you have any ideas, let me know. Otherwise, if you want to think about it for a week, that's where we'll pick it up. I have some other stuff to tell you, but I've since lost it. Yeah, right. I probably lost the request, too, but I'm going to make a concerted effort to find them after the show is over. And digitize it, too, though I might be a little late on that. And, I say that in advance. Let's see what we can tell you here. Let's go over some of what we played, shall we? We opened with Buddy Knox, I Think I'm Gonna Kill Myself, 1959 on Roulette. He turned 92 years old yesterday. Died Valentine's Day, 1999, at 65 from Bremerton. Chuck Jackson, Baby I'll Get It, 1969 on VIP. He would have turned 88 tomorrow, but he died in 2023 at 85 in Atlanta. Al Banks of the Turbans. The Turbans did six questions, 1961 on Imperial. Al Banks would have turned 88 this week. As you can see, they all had birthdays this week. Died 1977, heart attack at 40 in Philadelphia. The Parliaments did Don't Be Sore at Me. George Clinton turns 84 tomorrow. He's still with us. The Penguins, You're an Angel. Oh, come on, I expected you would get that. 1960 on Dutu, and it was interesting because it was released as one of those EPs, you know, two records by Vernon Greene and the Medallions on one side and two records by Cleve Duncan and the Penguins on the other. And Cleve Duncan would be 100 years old this week. Sadly died in 2012, 77 years old in Los Angeles. K-Star, of course, The Things I Never Had, 1956 on RCA. She would have been 103 years old today. Died 10 years ago, sadly, Alzheimer's. Tony Joe White, Save Your Sugar For Me, 1970 on Monument. Would have turned 82 this week. Died 2018, 75 years old, a heart attack at his home outside of Nashville. We played the Five Keys, G. Whitakers. That was Rudy West. You could recognize that voice anywhere. He would have been 92 this week. Died in 1988 of 65. He had a heart attack. Daryl Banks did Somebody Somewhere Needs You, 1966 on Revelot, and he would have been 88 this week. Boy, he didn't make it. Died 1970, shot to death, 32 years old. Dobie Gray did Who's Lovin' You, 1978 on Infinity, and he would have been 85 this week. Died 2011 in Nashville at 71, just after cancer surgery. And the last one was Madeline Bell from Newark. She will turn 83 tomorrow. She is absolutely still with us, like I say, living in Spain. I'm Gonna Make You Love Me, 1968 on Philips. So there they all were, and Wesley was going to take a guess on one of them. So, Wesley, sorry, I beat you to the punch. Which one did you know?
You did. I thought it was D.V. Warwick.
Oh, yeah, no, she did the first one. She did the original, yeah, and then Madeline Bell covered it. And then
I never heard of her.
Oh, and I just loved Madeline Bell's version. But, yeah, in fact, it charted higher than Dee Dee Warwick. But then again, the Supremes and Temptations beat everybody. Yeah. 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 So, yeah.
All
right, good to hear from you. Thanks, Wesley.
I'll talk with you next time.
I hope so. All right, so Glenn is a first-time caller, and I probably beat him to the punch. Glenn, what'd you hear you know, Glenn?
Yeah, I knew the Madeline Bell.
Oh, you knew Madeline Bell, huh? All right, well, we'll take it. And like I say, the prizes are worthless. It takes forever to get something, but eventually you get a certificate and something else you don't want. So hang on, we'll get your address, and be patient. You're absolutely right.
Will.
Madeline Bell, don't go away. All right, so how nice. Good to meet Glenn. He's a first-time caller, and I hope he's going to do it again. All right, so on that note, this pretty much is a wrap. That's right. We thank Bob for keeping us on the air tonight, and we thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. It always makes the show a pleasure to do, and it makes Monday Night Trivia possible, because after all, if I ask the questions, I can't answer them too. So 21 hours from now, we'll reconvene, and I hope you'll join me, and I hope you'll call. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.